Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. We have an exciting show today. It's a little different from our normal format. We're going into the music field again. Let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing great, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. We got a great guest on tonight, you know. Instead of going to politics and the movies and stuff like that, we actually have somebody that is rock and roll, a great singer, songwriter, and his name is J.L. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you for having me. It's a wonderful, wonderful pleasure to be on your show. I really love it. Thanks.
Thank you. You we read over everything from you and listened to your songs, and you with a bunch of really great artists that you came out, that you grew up on and worked your way through. And can you explain to our listeners how that came about?
Well, thank you for asking. That's actually a very interesting question. Sometimes I wonder myself how all these things come about, right? I actually started music when I was a teenager and started playing guitar and then went on to singing. And then eventually I thought, wow, it would be great to write some songs and be able to perhaps, you know, pass on that great energy that comes out of a song that, you know, that I listen to and then pass it on to perhaps others in that same way. And I was, you know, I auditioned for a band in New York, and they, you know, got me in, and we recorded an album together. And then I started doing my own projects, and I've been meeting people along the way, getting to work with some really great producers and other musicians and writing with them on occasion as well. And it's sort of, you know, one things lead to another. You get to meet someone and they like what you do and you meet someone else. And And that's how it sort of unfolds, if you will. It's not certainly planned in any way, shape, or form.
Is do you have any favorite person, the one that you considered your mentor, the one that actually brought you to the top, the one that gave you that extra hero type of format, so you that you got everyone to you? You know, it's brought you on top.
That is such an important question, because you are, you know, you've learned so much from people around you and people who take the time to share their knowledge and their experience is extremely, extremely important. Otherwise, you're sort of starting from scratch in every field, right? And I was lucky because in the songwriting world, I worked with Margaret Dawn, who is a great writer, a great singer and piano player. And I worked with producers like John Dubbs and of course, Warren Schatz, who himself wrote some really great songs and produced some great songs. And I also worked with the last producer that I worked with is on my new album, Ride the Wave, and that's Caleb KBC Sherman, someone I met here in New York a few years back, and then we reconnected. And so certainly I've been very lucky. And on the business side, I remember meeting and working with a gentleman named Bill O'Coyne, who managed Kiss for the first 10 years of their career, and then Billy Idol and Billy Squires and a number of other artists. So he was a great, great mentor. He passed away, unfortunately, but he had such amazing, you know, successes, and his experience was extremely valuable. And you know, you're lucky when you get to meet these individuals who have done so much for the music business and also for the writing. And I'm grateful for that.
Have you ever played with or kind of sparring with any of these groups, or performed with them?
No. At the time, it was, you know, it was way past the time of his working with these individuals in these bands. He was at, you know, being more of a consultant when I met him, and just obviously learning from what he had experienced with these fantastic artists. But no, I actually did not get to work with them or meet them for that matter. But maybe one day, right? But certainly he was quite an interesting individual, and his experience was quite phenomenal.
I'll tell you, you know, you have an album that is now been nominated for a album of the year in Ride the Wave. How did you come about writing the album?
Great question, because like most people I know, I was on lockdown and during the pandemic, and I ended up spending either a lot of time binging on TV shows or certainly a lot of time on my smartphone thumbing through pictures on Instagram and postings and, of course, on TikTok. And Ride the Wave was inspired, the title of the album and the song, by postings from a friend of mine, a drummer that I worked with for many years. We recorded a number of songs together and albums. And he is a great photographer. His name is Jet Harris. And he takes pictures of surfers on the Jersey Shore. And he has these great postings of surfers. And what I thought was like, wow, gee, isn't that what life is about in some ways, where you just ride the waves as they come into your life? And, of course, the pandemic was a huge tsunami for most of the world. If not all of the world, but you know, life is a succession of these experiences. Some of them fun waves to ride, and some of them not so fun, and some of them huge waves, of course. Though the Jersey Shore has got some nice waves, they're not like the Hawaiian, you know, humongous waves that you can see on other pictures or TV or shows, but. They're great pictures, and Jed did a great job, and that inspired the song and the approach to life during the pandemic, you know, just ride the wave and hopefully come out okay, you know. and other browsing through TikTok inspired the song called Miss Mess. And I binge watched The Vampire Diaries on Netflix, and that inspired the song called Tequila Kiss that actually ended up on the top 40 chart. And Tequila Kiss is about the lead actress in the show, Nina Dobrev. She's quite an interesting person, both in her acting world and her personal experiences in life that she posts on Instagram. And she jumps off airplanes. She swims with sharks. She does all these things that I wouldn't do, right? I'm like a studio guy, I have to say. So
jumping
she's out
of a plane
there.
Parachuting is one of my bucket lists, but swimming with sharks, no way.
Right. Okay, I'm with you there. So, but interesting experience. So I imagine this situation where, you know, I get to perhaps meet this person that I follow from afar and admire, you know, for her talent and what she does, because I sort of envy that in a way. But you know, it's your thing, lady. You go do that, and I'll watch. I'll look at it, Graham. You post, and so.
Have you ever met her?
No, never had the pleasure. We did, you know, my manager passed on, connected with her agent about the possibility of having her appear in the video. We haven't made a video for the song yet. We got an answer that said, let's discuss availability and fee, but we haven't heard back since. So we don't know. I don't know if she even got around to listen to the song herself.
I wonder if she listened to the song, but what we'll do this year would be we'll try and get in contact with her and see if we could send that song to her with your permission and see if we could if we could connect the two.
Yeah, it would be interesting. I mean, she's quite a talented actress in my humble opinion. I'm not a specialist, but I really enjoy her work. And also she does great things for animals. She is, you know, she spends her time, I would say, in a great way for the world as well as for her art, and she's very inspiring in many ways. And I really enjoyed the show, The Vampire Diaries was quite, you know, entertaining while on lockdown and waiting for things to get better with the pandemic. So.
Yeah, and being in New York is a pain because that's one of the last states that's not free yet.
Yes, it's been very tough. And you know, look, you want your fans and everybody, excuse me, to be safe. I mean, you know, we have to be patient. Certainly, I think so.
You know, because, you know, down here, we are in Florida, what we call the free state of Florida, and other than the initial lockdown, we really haven't been, we haven't had any mandates or anything else, and everybody's wide open down here in Florida, and we call it the free state.
Right.
And everybody was coming down here. We had 118 million visitors in the state for 2021,
wow.
So, which is a record
for us. That's quite amazing. Yeah, you know, in New York City, right? I'm in the middle. I'm on the Upper West Side in Manhattan.
Okay.
Right? We are on top of each other, right? We are like, you know, you're in the subway. It's like shoulder to shoulder. You know, it's very concentrated. And I'm not familiar with Florida so much because I went to Tampa once and I loved it. But it's not like I can speak to that kind of situation, and I'm glad that people, you know, can manage through where they are in the best possible, you know, possible way.
Yeah. I remember those days lying in the subways in New York City, so I know what it is to be shoulder to shoulder in the apple.
Sardines in a can.
Yes, and that's scarlet. But I'm telling you,
right.
You know, it's a whole new world. It's different, but and what's good about New York is that Well, I was there, Scott. You could be at 3 in the morning, go downstairs, and somewhere down the block, there's somebody open to eat or food or whatever you want to do.
That's right.
But,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Not here.
Look, let's hope this, you know, passes as fast as it possibly can. And, you know, people hopefully, you know, get through it and have the best time possible.
Are the clubs open? Are you doing gigs in New York?
Not yet. No, not yet. Hoping that when the summer rolls around, it'll be okay to be back on track with that.
Are you touring in any such way, or are you just staying in New York?
No, not yet. Now, promoting the album a lot, spending a lot of time doing interviews and talking to radio interviewers like you. And thank you for having me again. It's a really great thing to be able to do that. And also getting reviews. Well, the reviews have been really, really strong. And so, like, over 40 reviews now about the album, so that's great. And writing new songs, right? You have to prepare for the next album.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we got To Kill Your Kiss, and this is also this is important. We got that song for you, and this is dedicated to the Vampire Diaries along with you. So hold on, okay?
Thank you. Great. Thank you very much.
You're on the edge, dumper of the world, hot cover girl, star of the show. Oh, 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 oh. I live in dreaming while you're blazing trails, swimming with sharks, jumping off cliffs. I'm waiting for the day when we get to me. I dare to ask you out and you say, finally get to taste all the stars.
You know, I'll tell you something. That could also be part of a movie. Vampire Diaries. You know, the way it's set up and the song and everything, it could do, it's almost like a James Bond type of thing
with Bond.
And it's got that music thing, the connection. If you maybe set up a movie for a Vampire Diary and put that song in there.
That would be great, right? I'm glad you picked up on that because the arrangements, the sounds behind it are really reminiscent of those sounds in some of the James Bond movies. Yeah, I agree.
And it's just perfect. I was thinking of all those 7 I was listening to that. It's, you know, via one of those movie songs because he always has, a very famous song written for the beginning of the movie. This would be a good one using that.
Yes, that's great.
Now, the other thing, you said you did a song called Miss Mess. Can you explain how that came about?
Yes, sure. So I was on TikTok, right, and thumbing through, and I guess after a while, you know, you get served whatever the algorithm serves you at. But I was watching these incredibly talented ladies that some of them gymnasts. And really doing some very, very impressive jumps and rolls and whatever. I don't have the terminology for gymnasts, but also flying helicopters and really some cool stuff. I mean, I tend to like look for puppies and animals but it was really interesting. And what I've felt like after a while is, you know, you're sort of being taken over by this TikTok suite of images and videos and postings, and you're sort of like being taken over by this, you know, phone and what it gives you. And it inspired this Miss Mess. It talks about this girl being, you know, flawless in her little black dress, but having control over you every step of the way. And no matter what you do, she always has you wrapped up around her little finger, if you will. And that's how that came about.
Okay, because we also have that. But it sounds like, is that one of your type of fantasy type of things that you envisioned when you wrote this?
Yeah, and it's really interesting because, you know, I have quite a lot of songs on the album. It's got 12 songs, and I have other subject that I go into, but really what fascinated me is how you can get taken in completely by watching these 30 seconds or 15 seconds videos and by what people do in them, and that sort of take over your brain for a long time. I can spend like an hour going through these postings and feeling like, I'm no longer in charge of my life for at least that period of time, that somebody has taken it over completely.
I think that's part of what they do anyway. Now, I got the song, Miss Mess, and I'm going to play it for you, okay?
All right. Great.
I never think whether I should. Bad for my manhood. Swinging like a riptide on the loose. You feel you've got your heart caught in a noose. Hoping that you've gone down and fly some kind of flag of truth. She's ever so flawless. Got it all, Miss, I'm never gonna dig the floor. Always gonna war. Always got you chasing.
Very, very interesting in that one. You know, there's reminds me of a lot of different women over the years that have that type of influence on me and others. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, so. And a lot of the credit goes to the producer, my producer, Caleb, KBC Sherman. He did a brilliant job, you know, orchestrating these songs and going for sounds that are really clever and totally in sync with the spirit of the song and the lyrics.
That probably goes with Want Me Bad. When you did Want Me Bad, is that some kind of continuation for the Mismatch?
Yes, exactly. It's interesting that you totally got that. It's great. Not many people mention it, but it's absolutely true because, you know, you think about it, if you're taken in by someone, right, that's totally taking your life over in a way, symbolically anyway, and being so flawless and you find yourself in that situation where you're like, hey, wait a minute, you know, I'm in completely, but are you, you know, do you want me as I want you? And hopefully, you know, we all get to experience that shared love and passion that sounds so great, and that where you know you're with someone who just wants you like you want them.
And we also have that song here too, you know, so I'll play that for you.
Perfect as she is, on any day, she will surprise like the month of May. Perfect as she is, a smile and a wink, fevers and shivers wrapped up in a mink. Do you want me, she said, can you take me, she said.
Do you understand?
Great. Also, it talks about a lot, especially the pandemics and all the other stuff that's going around. And the feelings towards people tend to change things around everything else. And it shows how serious an individual may be towards one another. So this song fits perfectly along with Mismatch.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. It's exactly what I hoped it would be passed on. Thank you.
It's perfect, and it's all part of the same album. You said you guys be doing another album shortly.
Well, we don't know how long that's going to take, but certainly I'm working on it because I certainly love to write, and there's always lots around me that inspires me, but it might take a while to materialize. It all depends, of course, on how things play out with this album, and of course as soon as we can get back into the studio and work together and continue to record. And so these things are difficult to predict, but yes, I am working on new songs.
I know To Kill Your Kiss has been playing all over the place, like some like 100 stations and stuff like that.
It's
playing all over the place, and we're playing it, and I'll tell you, this radio show is heard worldwide, so now you're all over the place.
Thank you.
And
that's wonderful.
And we're pretty well. Good luck, John, for some of the people that come on the show, such as Ed Roman. He got an award. He was on twice. He got on. So you're up for a nomination.
Yes, I saw that.
Lee Greenwood, who was our closing song, and he was on a couple of times on a radio show, just won. He just became a Hall of Famer for CPAC. He got an award today. Came I'm a Hall of Fame member on CPAC. So we're all good luck charms here. So that's
thank
a good
thing. Thank you. I look forward to that. But thank you for having me.
Now,
it's a pleasure.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. How long did it take you to do Ride the Wave and the album?
So, I wrote about 30 songs, and that took about a little over 2 months. And then I worked with my producer, Caleb KBC Sherman, and I asked him to take a listen and, what did he think? We could have an album out of that. And he selected 12 songs. And so it took about another month and a half to do that, to record them and finish them in the studio. And then, so I would say, a good 3-4 months to wrap it all up from the writing, the start of the writing to finishing and having it ready for distribution. And by the way, it was put on the ballot for the Grammys for Best Pop Vocal Album. We obviously didn't get the nomination, but it was a nice news to know that it was considered.
Once it's on the ballot, see, it's an honor to even get on the ballot when you do Grammys because you're a lot of songs, a lot of albums.
Right.
So if you're recognized that way, it's an honor anyhow.
Yes.
It's
nice to know that people are listening, because for me, it's all about that. It's all about hopefully passing on some great energy and some great music to listeners. And when people listen and get to it, and when, I'm so grateful that you're playing these songs today, because that's the best I can hope for is that, that people get a chance to listen.
Yeah, and that's what we do. And I work with Mike, your agent, and we work closely with a number of artists, and we get every put more lines because everybody we're building. You know what I mean? And getting everybody there. And this is important. And one of the great things is these up-and-coming artists are really doing great. You're doing great. And we do have By the Wave, which is your title, album title, and I'll play that.
It's not the fourth in the row. Don't think about what might unfold. Your blindfold is up with your head stuck in the sand. Running around in circles, you're racing down the road today.
Another great song, and this one is actually Ride the Wave to Happiness and Success. That's the way I would do it.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, and that's a perfect thing because Ride the Wave could mean a lot of things, and it's up to individuals on what they mean on that. And I think you are putting in song helps put that in perspective in this type of thing about riding the wave, especially when you're talking about the pandemic initially and then society as a whole. And I think that's what the meaning is in your song. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely. And right on. And earlier today you mentioned, Florida being the free state, and I have this line in the song that freedom is in short supply. And Ashley, you just really hit it and got the gist of it completely. Thank you.
You know, and all your songs are tied together. One thing I did learn more than anything else, I didn't know they had. I lived in for more than half of my life. I lived in the New York, New Jersey area. I never saw surfing waves in New Jersey.
Yeah, so, and it's interesting because they're not like the huge waves, right? That we're sometimes familiar with, you know, in Australia or at Hawaii or other places. But it's actually quite interesting that so many folks are out there, and really it's challenging when you see them do it and you see the pictures and the videos. It's not easy, you know, and so when the weather permits, when there's a bit of a storm brewing, you know, these folks are,
that's true.
An amazing job, yeah.
Yeah, because I used to go, my friend, I used to go clamming and fishing.
Right.
But anyway, I want, Scarlett, do you have any questions?
Are you from the U.S. or are you from abroad?
No. I was born actually in the Alps, at the border between France and Switzerland, and I studied there. And then I came to New York when I was in my teens still, so I'm a U.S. citizen. But I grew up, part of my, you know, youth was in Europe.
You went skiing?
Yes.
Went
skiing in the Alps. I haven't had much chance to go skiing since I've been in the States, but I did go in Vermont, and it was fun. It was fun.
But not like the Alps.
No, there are some interesting slopes, though. There are challenging slopes. But in the Alps, you definitely have way more steep slopes, like in the Rockies, you know.
Okay. I want to thank you for coming on the show. It is excellent. And like I said, I want to try and get in contact with the young lady from Vampire.
Oh, with Nina Dobrev. That would be fantastic. She's really interesting. If you can get an interview with her, she does a lot of good stuff and promotes some really great causes that you would be really interested in discussing with her. I would imagine, given the quality of your show and the interesting question you ask, and I certainly recommend to check her out on Instagram to see what she's up to and how she travels the world. But she is very talented, in my humble opinion. And thank you for playing the songs. I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
do you have a website? And if you do, could you spell it out for my audience?
Sure.
So this way
thank
our listeners can find you and listen to you.
Great. So the website is jlsongs.com, and that's J-A-Y-E-L-L-E songs.com. And certainly I'm on all the networks, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and the list goes on. So, but thank you for asking. It's great to be able to let the people
you,
know.
When you produce and you start to distribute, or you want to before you distribute, I'd love you to come back on the show and we can hear some of your new marvelous tunes. By the way, you have great voice.
Thank you so much for saying that. And thank you for the invitation. I look forward to it. Thank you.
You know, and the way you set up your tunes, and you can hear all the music. I got one more question. Do you just play guitar, or you play several instruments?
No, I actually just play guitar. I do dabble a little bit, you know, in front of a piano, but not to use it on the recordings or live. But yeah, I just play guitar, and that's plenty. I tried the violin once, and that didn't go well at all. I couldn't get it.
I love
better.
The violin. I do.
Oh,
I love
beautiful.
Zubin Mehta and the way he plays and the chords. I mean, you can hear when you play, because you played the guitar on your tunes. You just hear the chords and you hear the riffs, and they're beautiful.
Well,
you're very centered on your music.
it's difficult to get a great, great sound out of an instrument. It takes a lot of work, and certainly for me, guitar is plenty, keeps me busy. But you're right, the violin is such a beautiful instrument when you can play it. But it's difficult. I found it impossible on my side.
Well, anyway, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It was excellent, and all your songs have very important meanings to it, and they connect from one to another, and that makes your album very, very important. I urge all my listeners to go out and get it and listen to it, and because there's meanings behind every one, and especially if you follow the way we did it tonight with Miss Mess and then come back with Want Me Bad. And those two connected along. And then, of course, the movie theme, I call it, Tequila, A Kiss. And, it's fantastic.
Well, thank you for saying that, and thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for coming on. Have a great evening, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you. Stay safe.
Stay safe. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was JL. It was great. And we had him on for 45 minutes and played all the songs. I'm going to tell you, each one of these songs have a very important meaning, and I urge everyone to go on either YouTube or
MP3. Well, it tells a story. I mean, if you listen to the entire album, it tells a story. And it was very poignant and very relevant, and it was very good. And he really is great.
And if you listen to the words, you kind of
can connect. If you listen to his voice on each tune, you hear him alter from like a soprano to a tenor to an alto. He really it's magic.
And you could literally have songs for different TV shows or different movies and stuff like that.
But that tune could be a James Bond tune.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of.
That just hit me. I heard it. You know, that intro where they do with Bond with the bloody eye and they just go in the tune. Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, I want to do a couple of things. I want to remind everybody that Wednesday we're going to do a show pretty much. We call it Open Line Wednesday, but in actuality, it's the recap of this fantastic weekend at CPAC here in Orlando. And hopefully I have my team send us the MP3s I'm waiting for on some of the speeches so we can play clips of it, because we actually have people in the right places, including at the interview with Trump. So all that is set up. And that was a great interview.
He was right on point.
Right. And then, of course, the speeches and all that. Interview with people outside and things of that nature. We're also going to be talking
crowded.
A lot about...
That was, I think that was the most I've ever seen people attend.
For CPAC, yes, the biggest crowd they ever had.
People are very honed in and focused on what's going on here and abroad.
Well, there's things happening on the 12th in Florence, South Carolina, Trump rally there, Make America Great Again. And then on the 19th, the Freedom Tour down here in Broward County with Trump and the whole family. And there are going to be rallies almost every week now across the country. And that, plus you got the truckers coming across, all that stuff.
Convoy.
Now, with Ukraine, right now, the last we heard is that the U.S. is sending Stinger missiles into Ukraine. There are reports set up by the ultra-left that the Proud Boys are coming in and supporting Russia, and that is a bold-faced lie. That is not true. And this is done, this is again another way to try and destroy a group that actually is for family values and a bunch of other stuff. And
they
again,
don't
these
have
leftists,
any family values.
Yeah, I want to tell you, like Nikki Free said that she's the only one that supports the Ukrainian people. And I said, you're a bold-faced liar. Everyone I know of in Tallahassee supports the Ukrainian people and their fight against communism.
Well, you know they had rallies down here in Miami and here in Lauderdale for the Ukraine. Okay?
And
they're raising and they're expressing and communicating.
Yeah, they're politicizing it for a political game, which is a lot of bogus because they're not. It's just, you know, Bill Clinton and the Democrats that helped get rid of the nukes. You know, Ukraine had nukes at one time, and it was the deal that they did with Bill Clinton got rid of the nukes in Ukraine, and basically weakened it. And then you got Biden and Hunter Biden and the corruption there, the Biden crime thing there's enough evidence in Ukraine right now to destroy him along with China stuff. And I think Scott, you're correct. I think Biden is working with Putin to try and take over. To try and take Ukraine over to get rid of the evidence that will put him in the electric chair.
All he cares is shit. All he gives you shit is about himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in the meantime, Russia
acting the title. The rest is all bullshit. Yeah. Okay.
In the meantime, Russia activated its nuclear arsenal team to put on on alert. European Union, as well as NATO, both are doing no fly zones now. If Russia sends things over in that area, they will be shot down. The other thing is the Russians told all U.S. citizens that's living or involved in Russia to get out of Russia immediately. And this is where it's at. Meanwhile, planes have been flying over, bombers have been flying over Taiwan, but nothing just over the airspace. It's a scare tactic. So that's what this
issue
is. That's
because they want it to happen. It's all about, they're part of the play.
Yeah, and so this is what the story
is. Don't be fooled by the Grim Reaper.
Anyway, that's what's the update right now on that stuff. We got more stuff coming on Wednesday. On Sunday, we got a great guest in Pamela Hopkins will be coming on. And she's excellent.
Great.
That's another one.
Great singer.
And check out the videos.
That woman can really slay a tune. She's wonderful.
In the month of March, we got Mike Lindell, Kevin Sorbo, Denise D'Souza, and many others coming on. Denise is 2,000 Mules, and a movie coming out in the spring. Kevin Sorbo has a movie out now with Systematic Deception, which is similar to Whose Children Are They? Talking about CRT and other things, and how the Democrats and the Communists use the black community's pawns to get their vote, and then when they get elected, they just tell them to go drop dead and all that type of stuff. So all that's coming in, and don't forget Kevin Sorbo and five of big faith organizers. So they believe in God. And all that stuff. And we're going to have a lot more stuff coming across, a whole list of entertainers and all that type of stuff, because we're not talking just politics. And, yes, as we get closer to the primaries and the election, you'll see more candidates on here. But in the meantime, with White Range, we're going to have authors and musicians and singers, more people like J.L., and less people like politics, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. And it's away from the proxy. We have, this radio show has been on for 12 years. The podcast, we have our anniversary already for the podcast. We're on for a year this past week. It's been 1 year. We just started with the podcast interface, the Truth is Out There, Voice of People podcast interface, which is both a podcast and TV, and then we have a regular
tweaking
TV
and
show.
Working on it.
Right.
So.
And as far as the TV show, that's coming out in the summer, and we are going to be on two channels, and we'll announce them in the near future. But there'll be two separate channels. One will be recorded on one and then send over to the other, and vice versa. And that's the deal we worked on. So it'll be mighty interesting. But right now, before we end, today we had a very big surprise over at CPAC. Every show we end since the beginning of time, since we started 12 years ago, we ended the show with God Bless America, God Bless the USA, and Lee Greenwood. And Lee Greenwood today was inducted to the CPAC Hall of Fame. Just like we are a good luck charm for a lot of artists around, despite what some people think. And Ed Roman was on. He got an award. JL's being nominated.
To be on the list for a nomination is quite an honor.
And talking about that, we were nominated. We didn't win, but we were nominated as one of the top podcasters in the country on CPAC. And I want to thank all those that did vote for us, and we did get plenty. So that's something else. Now, again, I want to thank everyone that was on the show, including Boye, who from out of California came in and saying hello. He just jumped in. He missed out. Great show. Wednesday, again, we're going to do a recap of CPAC, including a lot of surprise guests and MP3s that we got, as well as talking about Ukraine and then back to other stuff. And I want to play our closing song in its entirety in honor of Lee Greenwood. God bless you all. Thank you for coming on. Thank you, Scarlett. Thank you, JL, and have a great night.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the